You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. If you build it, they will come. Eventually. So let's open up the yard and let in the yard goats. 1 year late, and after numerous lawsuits, the Hartford Yard Goats, Colorado's AA franchise in the Eastern League, are finally opening up their stadium this week. One player last season called them the Yardless Goats. Grateful to no longer have to call home games on the road is the club's fine play-by-play announcer. We welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball, Jeff Dooley. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on. This will be how many years for you working play-by-play?
Ed, 20 years. This is my 20th season with the franchise.
Wow.
So this is, it's exciting times. 1998 was my first year. Of course, back then, the New Britain Rock Cats, and now making the transition to this beautiful ballpark in downtown. So, this is it's an exciting time for everybody, but number 20 for me behind the microphone.
What are you getting? You getting a watch or something? What are they going to do for you? Come on, they got to do something.
I don't know what you get for 20.
I don't know. Well, maybe like in Oakland, they'll name the field for you like they did with Ricky Henderson.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Dunkin' Donuts Field at Jeff Dooley. Jeff Dooley Field at Dunkin' Donuts Park. I think you deserve that. Take us behind, if you will, Jeff. The move. Why did they leave New Britain to seek greener pastures?
Well, we had, a wonderful opportunity, and New Britain was just wonderful. I loved all my 18 years, doing Rock Cats games at New Britain Stadium. But having the opportunity, Ed, as you know, to travel around the Eastern League and visit the other ballparks, and, you sit in Akron, Ohio, in their beautiful stadium, and you're in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I always thought, boy, I wish our fans had a chance to experience this. And, now you look at Dunkin' Donuts Park, and, I mean, this is it's a tiny, tiny major league facility. It's a 360 concourse where you can walk around and visit some of the different restaurant spots they have. They're calling it the largest restaurant in the world. Every 10 feet, you've got a spot where you can get a bite to eat. But it really has the opportunity to bring you closer. And ultimately, Ed, we had the opportunity to our ownership group to, bring this and make this available to our wonderful fans. And I think it's one of the top parks in minor league baseball at any level and certainly one of the best in the Northeast and one of the newest ones in the country. And, I know there was a lot of people at first that said, well, there's nothing wrong with New Britain. And I think those same fans, and we did have a soft opening the other day, a lot of fans coming in for the first time, and when they see this place, they're completely blown away. The wow factor from the players and the coaching staff all the way to the fans, and the fans that have stuck with us, season ticket holders coming with us and grabbing Yard Goats tickets now, and seeing the smiles on their faces and the wow factor was really kind of cool for me, because I've seen this thing go up. I was in here the last several months with a hard hat on to walk the ballpark, and now to see fans come in and get to experience this, it's pretty special, that it really is.
I think the big question on all the listeners' minds, Jeff, is what the hell is a yard goat?
Well, we had a name the team contest a couple of years ago, and we got several entries and narrowed it down to 10. Anthony Castorta, actually a school teacher in New Jersey, is the person that came up with the name. And the yard goat is actually something. A yard goat is in a rail yard, it's a train that connects trains, and it's basically the workhorse in the railroad. And we said, this is kind of cool. We'll use it as the nickname, and kind of like the minor leagues getting the working hard for their major league affiliates. So hopefully someday get a chance to go to the major leagues. And so you've got that definition. And then, of course, everyone loves the goats. We're going to have live goats here for the season opener on Thursday. And we were actually invited to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Hartford, and we had a couple of goats march with us in the parade.
And in uniform?
People were walking up, taking selfies with the goats. I mean, they were a big hit, let me tell you.
Were they in uniform?
They were not in uniform. Okay. And we may have to get them in an outfit, though.
Yeah, you may have to do that. Now, for those who may not know the story, after the 2015 season, the New Britain Rock Cats announced they were moving to Hartford to begin play last April. The home opener, though, after construction delays and cost overruns, the home opener was pushed back from April 7th to May 31st, and when the developers missed a May 17th deadline for significant completion of the ballpark, the city terminated the contract, bringing construction to a halt. And that forced the team to play the entire season on the road. A new construction company was hired, and work restarted in October. And I'm assuming everything is ready to go.
Yeah, it absolutely is ready to go. It's we had our first game in the other day, and it was basically a dress rehearsal, Ed, where we got a chance to give our concession folks and our staff a run through, and we want to make sure that everything goes smoothly on Thursday. So it was wonderful to see people in the ballpark, and there was some media attention locally here in Hartford. A lot of the television stations came out, but yeah, it's ready. I know a lot of people have seen the pictures, and then when they walk in, they say, wow, you know, the pictures look cool, but I cannot believe that this is in Hartford with the skyline in the background and everything. So yeah, it's ready to go. You know, our grounds crew was actually the only ones allowed in the ballpark during the summer when construction did come to a halt, and they've got this place in tip-top shape, and when the team came in, Ed, they were just completely, in awe of what they've got in terms of player amenities with the clubhouse and player lounge and lounge for their wives and girlfriends and some family members that are going to be visiting from out of town, and the inside batting cage and stuff that the Rockies feel is extremely important for their development as minor league players. But I said, after being on the road at all last year, especially when they see this and got a chance to see this ballpark, they're certainly not going to want to leave for any road trips because they've got everything right in front of them here in Hartford.
Too bad you can't play the entire season at home. You know, your road one.
Yeah. That's right. I'll see if we can work that in with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, see what the deal is. I'm sorry. After all of this difficulty last year, you're just going to have to go to Hartford. I'm sorry. They're not coming to you.
That works for me, Ed.
I bet it does in more ways than one. Joe McCutcheon, the league president, Jeff, issued an ultimatum after last season saying, quote, if the stadium is not done, baseball will not come to Hartford. Was there ever a discussion as to what the alternative might have been?
No, I don't think it ever got that far. Joe came in and had a press conference because ultimately nothing was happening, and we needed to move the process a little bit. And Joe came in and said, he was very honest. He said, listen, I've talked to Major League Baseball, and I've talked to the Colorado Rockies. This is not going to happen again. We're not going to keep the team on the road for another season, so we got to figure this out. And really, that's what got the ball moving, and got the ballpark finished. And you know, again, we've been through a lot. They always say, you know, things are worth waiting for. And I think when people see this place, they'll say, you know what, it was worth the wait. It really is going to bring the baseball experience to the folks in this area that they really haven't seen baseball before, from the seating in the outfield to the dugout suites. We're actually closer, Ed, to the catch than the pitcher is. I mean, wow. You talk about being up close. I mean, and the views and the sight lines are terrific. So I don't really think it ever, ever got to where are they going to do if they don't play on the road. I mean, ultimately the goal was to finish the ballpark, to get the Yard Goats going, and that's, fortunately what happened.
Jeff Tooley, the very fine, respected play-by-play announcer, beginning his 20th year in minor league baseball with us as the Hartford Yard Goats will take the field at home and wear the home white. There is a precedent for this situation, unfortunately. The 2012 Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Yankees in the International League had to play the entire season on the road as they put $40 million of improvements into upgrading their ballpark. The Biloxi Shuckers, Milwaukee's AA in Mississippi, had to play 60 games on the road a couple years ago before their home opener could take place. And the El Paso Chihuahuas had to do the same as well. So this is unfortunately not without precedent.
Yeah, this has happened before, though. Those teams that you mentioned, I believe, all knew going into the season that they were going to be on the road. So Scranton, for instance, they knew that they weren't going to have the ballpark for the season. So they actually, they played, I know, a handful of games in Rochester. They played in a couple of A-ball stadiums as well. You know, so they kind of had the path going through. for our guys, though, Ed, as you know, because I was on your show, a handful of times last summer, we all thought we were getting into the ballpark. You know, if it wasn't May 31st, it would be in June. And, boy, right. Even if it wasn't in June, we thought July, you know, that 4th of July weekend, and we still had so many games left. So I think it was actually the first time that, you know, we had to kind of map out the season as it came to us, because we all thought we were going to get in. But we're not the first team. You know, like you mentioned, those other teams played on the road as well.
One of the local Hartford TV stations, Jeff, did an investigation and found nearly 200 jobs that it still needed to be finished. Among them, leaks, poor drainage with pools of water around the stadium, insulation problems, cracking concrete and code and compliance violations, and my favorite, incorrect equipment that was installed in the wrong areas. And you wonder who was putting the stadium together, artisans or a pack of wild dogs? How could it go so wrong?
You know, I have, and I'm glad I actually wasn't here for any of that stuff, that, you know, being on the road, to get a chance to come in and see that stuff. I did read all the stories, though, and you know, I can tell you that, you know, the folks that came in and finished the ballpark, I mean, obviously, they're second to none. I mean, they've obviously got a great reputation. And they came in and they just did a wonderful job. And we're just so excited to look around and see what we've got, you know, with the video board and really the game entertainment setup. But, you know, you look around and you really have to be picky. There's not a whole lot wrong with the place. I mean, to talk to the fans that went for the first time, I mean, and a lot of Hartford natives, Ed, came last night, and they're just so proud that this ballpark is theirs. Mm. And for years we said, you know, the tradition of baseball, especially the minor league level, you can come to a ton of games during the course of the season. It's very family affordable. And now it's time to make new memories in this beautiful downtown ballpark in Hartford.
Tell us about how difficult your life was last season. Let's start with this. Because the team had to play the entire season on the road, how many miles, Jeff, did you travel?
I was all over the place. I didn't do all the games. I do the broadcast, as you know, with Dan Lovallo. We're actually together for our 14th season. And Dan is on the road with the club right now. I unfortunately couldn't make the first trip with all the craziness and media attention for opening night, which is a good thing. It's fun to have all this attention, on the club. But Dan and I split the games early on. And then when we found out we weren't getting into the ballpark, whenever that was, I think that was either late May or early June, then I did do a bulk of the schedule in the second half. In August, I'll be honest, they said, let's make the switch a rule. We'll give Jeff a week off. And I flew back from Baltimore. We were in Bowie, Maryland, playing the Orioles affiliate. Then flew to Baltimore. Took him for a week. So I actually got a week off. And I can't remember my first 19 years, actually. You get the All-Star break off as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
But you never really get a whole week off. So I had a chance to spend some time with my wife and kids. So that was fun to get that week. But it was crazy. I mean, I just to watch what these players did. And we had six guys that go to the big leagues from last year's club, and they stuck in the pennant race most of the season. I mean, it was a special team. And some teams, I think, would have not only buckled with the pressure, but they would have almost gone through the motions in terms of their prep work and everything, and they just had to put it behind them. And every time that we went into, all the media would ask the question, you know, what's it like being on the road? So, I mean, they've answered the questions a million times. But it didn't take anything. It didn't take away the fact that they were working extremely hard to get to that next level. So I just think it was so much more satisfying for the six that made it to the big leagues, knowing that what they went through, especially in the early portion of the season when they were living out of hotel rooms and buses before eventually getting moved on to the next level.
That's such a great credit to your on-field coaching staff and your manager. Where did you go? What city did you go to the most? Remember?
We played a lot of games in New Hampshire. We had some neutral site series. One of the things that was important to the Rockies is, as you know, people think that, you know, people know the game starts at 7 o'clock. But there's so much, even before batting practice, that needs to get done. Pitchers, fielding practice, PFPs, where they're working, going off the mound, covering at first base. Guys that need the early work, both in the batting cage, the tee work, the soft toss, and then pitchers doing their stuff as well. So the Rockies wanted to make sure, first and foremost, that the games that Hartford was scheduled to be at home, mm-hmm. that they got the field first. They didn't, generally speaking, the visiting team will get the field for an hour and 10 minutes. They'll have batting practice and infield practice, and then that's it. They can work in the cages inside, but generally speaking, it's the home team that can come in at 1 o'clock and has the field basically till 4 o'clock in the afternoon for a 7:05 game. So Colorado made sure with the other farm directors that when the games that, when they were supposed to be the home team, that they got the field first. So it was lots of times it was jumping on a bus at 11:30 in the morning going to the field. And I know we played a neutral series. We played the Harrisburg Senators in New Hampshire, which was unique. We played the Portland Sea Dogs with Andrew Benintendi and Johan Moncada, two of the biggest prospects. Of course, everyone knows about Benintendi now, what he did with the Red Sox last year.
Right.
We played them in a neutral site series in Binghamton, New York, and home of the Binghamton Nets, now the Rumpelpony Stadium. So it was kind of cool to see see some of that. It was a unique experience, certainly nothing that I will ever forget.
I bet. And you, there were also occasions where you played in empty ballparks.
Yeah, there were a lot of them. We really left it to the discretion of the home team whether or not they wanted to open up the gates and staffing. And our league partners, they're terrific. Yeah, they really are. They felt awful for us just not having the home. So they opened up their front office, whatever they could do. But lots of times after a 7 or 10 day homestand, you just need to recharge the battery. So the last thing we wanted to do is make them have a 20 game homestand. So for some of the clubs, they decided just to let season ticket holders in or players' families in to watch the game. And, it turned out everyone treated a little bit differently, but somehow, some way, we got through with our league partners. And then we actually had the Eastern League meetings in Hartford this season, and we brought the Eastern League executives to the ballpark for the first time. They just looked around and said, "Wow, this is really, really amazing." So, and I know, Ed, you're a big fan of minor league baseball, and I can't wait to get you into these digs. It's going to be a special place.
Can't wait to see it, Jeff. Jeff Dooley with us from the Hartford Yard Goats. Your season ticket holders were allowed to attend games on the road last season if they so chose for free.
Yeah, and we did a couple of bus trips, too. We did a bus trip to New Hampshire. I think a couple of times, some went to Binghamton, and we wanted to try to make it, as comfortable as we could for them. And those are the ones that I really felt bad for. I got a chance to see a couple in New York at the end of the season. I was at a Mets game, and a couple came up to me and they said, "Jeff, we just really miss baseball." That's when it hit me, because sometimes you lose track, Ed. Quite honestly, when you're working it every day, I love what I do, but it is a job, and you don't realize that the impression that you can sometimes make with fans. And a lot of them told me that, I need my baseball fix. We work regular jobs 9 to 5, and our releases, we love to go to the games. And it was just wonderful seeing the smiles on their faces the other day. And, we can't wait to get them in for real on Thursday night.
But the things that we take for granted in the baseball life didn't take place for you, for your players last year. Something as basic as finding housing. The players never found any housing because they were on the road the entire year.
Yeah, it was a unique situation, living out of hotels and, restaurants. And I think for a few of them, it was difficult. You obviously have to eat at restaurants when you're playing as a road team, but you hope to have maybe a healthier meal at home when you're in an apartment or a condo and you can cook for yourself. And, I think with some of the guys, they were worried about putting on weight and had to make sure that, they got to the gym maybe a little bit more than usual, just to make sure that that did not happen. It wasn't an ideal situation, but, somehow they got through it. They really did. And so much credit has to go to those guys that they came to play every day, and it's a test of the record. It was a winning season this year. They had a tough slide in August. They did not finish the last 3 weeks of the season did not go well. But, up till then, they were in the pennant race. They were just a couple of games out with about, 15 to 20 to go. So it was, Darren Everson did a terrific job. Dave Burba, who pitched a long time in the big leagues, the pitching coach. And then two of our coaches actually got promoted this year to the big leagues. Ron Gideon is now with the Rockies. And Jeff Salazar, who's our hitting coach, is now one of the hitting assistant coaches with the big club up at Coors Field now.
Enormous amount of credit to everybody involved last year. Did you guys have the same bus driver the whole time?
We did. We did. Walter, we love him. Walter's been with the club now, and he's an extended member of the family. He really is, and the players love him. And, you know, Dacko does a terrific job with our bus service, and you know, it's always safety first, Dan, and, you know, but to get a guy that's safe but also a guy that, you know, knows where he's going and is good with the players and, you know, and does a good job, you know, loading the bus and unloading the bus, and especially through last year. We actually had another thing that was unique is we actually had to hire a truck to travel with the club as well, and we had to add a couple of clubbies because basically our players were living out of the truck. So all their personal stuff, their, you know, going out clothes, their jeans, and, you know, maybe an extra pair of cleats or shoes. I shouldn't say cleats, but sneakers or shoes for stuff away from the field, they would actually throw in the truck. So we would.
Did you have the same truck driver too the whole season?
Yeah, we switched. We had a couple of different drivers move the trucks around. So
yeah, again, the things that we take for granted, it just basic things like doing laundry, changing clothes,
right. Everything
was difficult last year.
Yeah, it was, and that was for me personally. I mean, that was a tough stretch when you know you usually at the minor league level, you don't usually have to do laundry on the road. I mean, we might get seven day road trips are very normal. Once in a while, you get a 10 day, but you know when you're gone for a month, you are doing laundry. So I would have to take part of the week, and you know, ask at the hotel desk where the laundry is to make sure that you know everything was clean. So it was. It was a unique situation, but you know what? The guys handled it great, and they really did. And, you know, seeing them in spring training, I was out there just a couple of weeks ago in Scottsdale, and, you know, they all came up. And, they, you know, the guys that had moved on at the major league level, they just said, wow, the park looks great. And, you know, we'll make sure that we document that 2016 season someday in our books. That's for sure.
I bet. What's your favorite feature, Jeff, of the new ballpark in Hartford?
Boy, there's a couple of them. I just think the sight lines in the outfield are wonderful. There's a second deck out there that's, you get a chance to see the ball break off the bat. And then the party decks, like on the third base side, you get the skyline of the city of Hartford. So there's a couple of cool features with the park. There's the video board is one of the biggest in all of minor league baseball. It's a 40 by 80 screen. And I didn't realize how big it was till they had it on the other day. I mean, you see the screen out there now, but actually when they tow the – and the whole ballpark is high definition. So they've got it supported by an LED ribbon that's in attached to the right field fence and then a couple of smaller LED boards on the second deck along the first and third base side. So there's a couple of cool features. There's some unique Hartford stuff, the Hartford Terrace and right field. They've got their stag, their famous stag, and then you know, Travelers Insurance has their umbrella out there as well. And there's like a taste of Hartford where some of the local restaurants are going to bring in food for fans to, you know, actually have a taste each night where fans can go up and, you know, and buy some Hartford food. So it's I think the baseball obviously is tremendous because you've got guys that are going up and down to the major leagues all the time. But for the fan experience about getting close to tremendous professional baseball, I think is this park does that really, really well.
Jeff, with all that you have been through, you deserve to have a fantastic season.
Well, thank you, Ed. I appreciate it. You're a terrific friend, and it's always great talking baseball with Ed Randall. I can tell you that.
Have a great year, Jeff. Thanks so much. That'll do it for Jeff Dooley of the Hartford Yard Goats. And myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.